You've already done the hard part. You started your business, taken the leaps to believe in yourself and your vision. But if you want to make more money doing what you love, you need to grow. And to do that, you need a marketing strategy. There's a recent episode in a great new podcast called This is Small Business that talks all about this. You learn how to identify your target audience and where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're making the most out of your budget, and how to use data to set goals. This is Small Business is an original podcast from Amazon and answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your own business, looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to grow, This is Small Business has practical tips that you can use today. And this show covers all sorts of small business topics. Coming up this month, you'll have a chance to learn how to grow your email list from one of my favorite people on the planet, Jenna Kutcher. And you're also going to get step-by-step guidance for accelerating your business growth with Amy Porterfield, another one of my favorites. So make sure you go and follow the This Is Small Business podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss out on those fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. As a business-to-business marketer, your needs are unique. B2B buying cycles are long and your customers face incredibly complex decisions. Isn't it time you had a marketing platform built specifically for you? LinkedIn Ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers. LinkedIn Ads allows you to build the right relationships, drive results, and reach your customers in a respectful environment. You'll have direct access to and the ability to build relationships with decision makers, a billion members, 180 million senior level executives, and 10 million C-level executives. You'll be able to drive results with targeting and measurement tools, but specifically for B2B. In technology, LinkedIn generated 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend than other social media platforms. You'll work with partners who respect the B2B world that you operate in. 79% of B2B content marketers said that LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. Here at ClickFunnels, we also use LinkedIn ads to get more of our high-end dream customers we can't target anywhere else online. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. All you gotta do is go to linkedin.com/clicks. C-L-I-C-K-S, to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/clicks. Terms and conditions may apply. What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I'm sending you a message from beautiful Mexico. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Hey, what's up, everybody? So we are here actually at the Two Comma Club X Inner Circle / Category Kings Mastermind Group. Which is exciting. We're in Mexico. In the past, we used to do like the big Two Comma Club cruise, but cruises are kind of sketchy now, so we decided to do to rent an all-exclusive resort. And it's actually really cool because it was interesting, and I don't know, there's a lot of variables, so this may not be the only one, but I thought we would get more people to register for the cruise. And that was even pre-COVID. So pre-COVID, we did a cruise. We had about the same amount of people in our mastermind group. And we had, X amount of people that signed up for the actual cruise from that pool of people that were eligible to go. And then this year we had, this year's post-COVID. So we did it here, and the group of potential people who can come is about the same. But we had like 3 times as many people register for this. And so, I don't know, it could be just COVID. People want to travel and get away. That's definitely a possibility. But I think that more people want to go to an all-inclusive resort than a cruise, which is the opposite of what I would have believed and thought. So anyway, it's kind of cool. My one fear is on the cruise was nice because everyone's kind of jammed in this little boat. And so more people got out and met. And I'm a little nervous that here people are going to hide in their rooms during the off sessions, but hopefully not. So anyway, I'll report back and let you know more how it's going. But so far we finished day number one, and it was amazing. It was really, really cool. So I want to share with you guys all just kind of a thought or an aha or something that hopefully will be helpful for you all. I'm hoping that all of you guys, especially those who are, obviously, we kind of cater towards 2 types of businesses. There's like the expert business and the e-com business, right? And so a lot of my e-com people, in fact, it's funny here at the event, it's broken into 2 groups. Like who's our expert group, here's our e-com group. And, Allison Prince teaches a lot of the e-com stuff. I teach the expert stuff. And so it's kind of split down the middle there as well. But we're both trying to do a crossover where she's trying to get all the expert people to add physical products to their offers. I'm trying to get the e-com people to add info products to their offers. So it's kind of a blend back and forth. But the thing I want you guys to understand is just the power of, honestly, a singular framework. Each of you guys who are in a business, you have some type of framework, right? Some kind of process or system or things that you do take somebody through to get an end result, right? And one of my favorite people that I've seen do this is Brooke Castillo. Brooke is an amazing entrepreneur. She's got a great, huge podcast, great podcast, great membership site, great coaching certification program. In fact, all of our one-on-one coaches for our mastermind groups all come from her program. They're all certified through her. But she basically has created one really, 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 how many reallys can I give her? 22 reallys, really good framework, right? And her business is based around, honestly, it's one core framework. And she teaches this framework on her podcast. She talks about it on her, you know, in her emails. Like, everywhere she's talking about this one framework. And then she has a membership site that's $300 a month that then teaches people how to use the framework, like how to get, how to use the framework in your life. If you're a coach, how to use it for other people, like all sorts of stuff. And then I think it's $300 a month. And then she has a coaching certification program. It's like $18,000 a year, I think, or I believe that's what it is. And there's where she helps you to master the framework where you can start teaching it and helping coach other people. And it's really cool, right? But that's her basic business. She has one framework that she talks about for free everywhere. And she's got a membership site, $300 a month, where she teaches you in depth how to use the framework and get live coaching from coaching students, stuff like that. And then on top of that, she's got the certification where you can master the framework and use it as a tool in your own business. But her whole business, and her business is multiple eight figures, one of, if not the biggest info product business that I'm aware of right now, which is really cool. But anyway, again, we come back and we look at that and look what she's doing. And yeah, it's insanely successful, right? And so as I was thinking about the mastermind group we're in right now, and if you guys know my business, hopefully you do at this point, I have frameworks. So I don't have one. I have probably because I'm more obsessive compulsive. I don't know. OCD is high with me, but I have a lot of frameworks, right? And if you read .com Secrets, Expert Secrets, Traffic Secrets, like those are my core frameworks kind of all laid out, right? If you've gone through those books, you understand my framework of the value ladder, and then my frameworks for each types of funnel inside the value ladder, and my frameworks for my scripts. And if you go to Expert Secrets, you learn other frameworks, and you learn frameworks about how to start a movement. You learn frameworks about how to do your sales presentation, your perfect webinar, right? You learn frameworks on how to close. You learn those ones. And then Traffic Secrets, you learn Dream 100. You learn Congregations. You learn frameworks on how to infiltrate any media platform, and like, on and on, right? So those are like my core marketing frameworks. There's a bunch of them. And there's other ones we teach that aren't necessarily inside the books, but the core ones are there, right? And so what's cool about it is, like, if you look at my business, I can go and I can, for free, teach and talk about any of my frameworks, right? Like, I've done 100 podcast interviews about the Dream 100 framework. I've done other ones about, you know, about Value Ladder. I've done other ones about any of them, but the dozens of frameworks the ones that we kind of put together. I've done, you know, tons of training on every one of those things individually, but they all push back like, hey, if you want to learn this in more detail, go get the books. Then people read the books and they get all the frameworks. So they get a good understanding of them. And then from there, they're into our value ladder. Okay. Now, if you enter my value ladder, everything else we do is just based on those core frameworks. It's not like I'm teaching more things, honestly, which is kind of cool. Like, it's mastery. It's like learning like how to actually use these frameworks, right? And so if you go up our coaching ladder, right, there's like one funnel away, which is picking like very specific, like we're gonna show you guys one framework for creating product, one framework for a funnel, a very specific type of funnel, one framework for traffic, right? So it's like one framework across each thing. That's the OFA challenges, right? Then from there, we send people up to our 2 Comma Club X coaching program. And 2 Comma Club X coaching program then is where we're picking a couple more frameworks. We're going deeper into it, where we got coaches, you got one-on-one coaches, you got group coaches, you got a tribe of people who are working together. You got all these people, right? And it's like really helping you to dial in and perfect this framework. And then after you get done with 2 Comma Club X, which people stay in the 2 Comma Club X coaching program until they went to 2 Comma Club board, they make $1 million. And then something secret happens. Funnel Hacking Live, nobody knows this except for the 2 Comma Club winners. But when you win the 2 Comma Club, we invite you to a secret luncheon that's only for people who've won the 2 Comma Club or above. And at that 2 Comma Club luncheon, I invite people to join my inner circle. And it's funny because a lot of people join the inner circle. And we found this, especially people who had been in the 2 Comma Club X coaching program and moved up to the inner circle. They're like, hey, what's the curriculum for inner circle? I'm like, there's no more curriculum. You guys have gone through these things, right? Like the inner circle And then after my inner circle, we've got our category kings, like the different levels here. It's still, it's the same frameworks. We've already learned them. But now, inside the mastermind, what's been cool is over the last, 10 years that I've been teaching this stuff, we've got now thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people using these frameworks in different places. So the mastermind now becomes everybody else saying, okay, well, yeah, I did a challenge funnel, but this is what I did different. I tweaked this, I added this, I changed this, And they're like, oh, well, I did, my value ladder looks like this. And oh, my thing looks like this. And it's everybody taking these core fundamental frameworks that we first laid out and then building on them, adding things, tweaking things, changing things, right? We had someone today who, same thing, like, they come through our training, but then they figure out this new hook and this new way to do something. And then they built this huge 2 Comma Club business doing that. And then we had her come and present today and like, hey, here's what I'm doing. And it's like, it was, there's a lot of similarities, but it was like her twist, her take, how she took the frameworks and evolved them and developed them further and like had new cool things. And then we have these mastermind meetings where everyone's getting up and they're sharing. And like right now there's people all around this resort here in Mexico in little meetup groups. And there's like groups, like everyone who's doing challenge funds meet up and they're all sharing best practices. Like, oh, we did this and we added this little thing. We had this badge here and increased conversion by this. Oh, and we did this. Right? Everyone's sharing things there. And then there's a high ticket group. And then there's another group. So there's all these groups happening, pop up all around the resort right now of all the people in our mastermind groups, all just sharing like, hey, I took this core framework. Here's how I tweaked it. Here's how I changed it. Here's how I applied it to my business. Here's how I applied it to my industry. Here's how I did it. And so it's really fascinating watching it because the evolution of this was not like Russell to go higher ticket, you need more frameworks. It's like, no, it's mastery, it's application. It's sharing the tweaks, the changes, the evolution of the frameworks amongst those of the people that are out there in the trenches using them. And that's why this has been so fascinating. I wish I could sit everyone in these little breakout groups and just take notes what everybody else is sharing because there's just so much gold that everybody's dropping. And so anyway, I want to share it for a couple of reasons. Number one, if you're in my value ladder, like this is where you're going. Keep figuring these things out. Start having success. Get in the coaching program. Get to the 2 Comma Club. Jump in the inner circle and then come to these masterminds where you can start taking this and network with, I think we have 600 people here on resort with us, which is cool. I think the resort holds 900 people and we've got 600. It's like more than half of the people here are funnel hackers, which has got to be awkward for all the people wondering why we all have these, similar t-shirts on, but that's what we do. And so be part of that group and like start sharing with each other. It's just like, it's so fascinating. Funnel Hacking Live is a version of that. You come to Funnel Hacking Live and it's like all the speakers are people who, for the most part, grew up in our community who learned the core frameworks, started using the ClickFunnels software, and then they figured out their hooks, their tweaks, their way that they evolved the principles and got them to work for them and for their market. And so it's fun, like everybody building upon each other and like all off of this one common framework. So again, number one is if you are in my world, like this is the path, this is where we're trying to take you. This is the experiences we want you to have with us here in Mexico doing these kind of things. And number two is for your own business, understanding that's what the value ladder actually looks like. It's not more stuff. Again, I look at Brooke's business and it's one insanely good framework. And then it's just gone deep and deep and deep on that to the point where she's got one of, if not the most successful info product businesses in the industry today from one framework. So I want you guys to understand that because it's powerful, it's cool, it's exciting, and hopefully gets you guys excited as well. So with that said, thanks for listening. And hopefully you'll be here with us in Mexico at the next Mastermind of Paradise, which will be coming in about a year from right now. So all right, thanks so much. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff, and be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kenny and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to 2 marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.